This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
Hey everybody, this is Chase from Barrel Age Flicks. Go ahead and check out our Patreon for raw, uncut footage and early access to all of our episodes. The link is in the description and it's only $5 a month. Thanks for listening.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the tasting room.
Hey!
We got
what the fuck?
We got special guests with us today. We got special guests with us today. We got Bev's Video on board on our their podcast to join us on ours, and I am so fucking excited about
Welcome,
this.
Welcome, gentlemen.
So you guys must be
everybody?
Pretty damn popular. I hear you have a beer named after you now.
They have two.
Why aren't we famous enough for this? Because we suck.
Fuck.
That's why.
We actually have two beers. I mean, not to, you know, get too humble braggish over here, but yeah, two beers.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Although one's the director's cut and it's shitty and long.
That's what we threw in all the deleted scenes that were terrible into the next one. So yeah, you know, that's what happens.
So why don't you guys, why don't you guys go ahead and plug your show.
So we're Bev's Video Kingdom, and we're four dudes that are sort of longtime friends and movie fans, and non-cinephiles, right? So we don't know shit about movies. So the opinions that we bring, we take no responsibility for. But it's sort like of that. You know, kind of a roundtable talking about every other episode we do a movie, and then the other episodes we have a draft where we pick a category related to the movie, like, you know, most embarrassing moment. We just did our 100th episode with Something About Mary.
That's awesome.
And the draft, which was like kind of a fantasy football style draft, was the most embarrassing movie moments. Yeah. So like, you know, that's kind of our style. You know, we're a bunch of friends that sit around and talk movies.
And I find you guys very similar to us in the same way, because we're the exact same way. We bust each other's balls. We talk about movies and
we get drunk. We are not exactly the same.
No. Similar.
You guys
four
rounded
guys.
Me off the fucking street corner and now I'm in your basement.
This is true.
Y'all make it sound like some pedophile shit. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah,
we know you're 12 years old. All
right. I told him he signed the fucking consent form.
Yes.
So we had your
parents consented. It's fine. All right. We're going by the West Virginia rules.
Hey, when we're talking to folks, we do tell them that we're the West Coast version of Barrel Age Flicks. That's what we say.
I like it.
Thank you for blowing smoke up our ass. Appreciate that.
What was that?
Who just dinged?
Good job, Ron.
Who just dinged?
That was my
Ron.
Yay!
Are you ready
for your punishment?
Shit better not be going off the whole fucking time during this broadcast.
I think that's a problem.
I want to know how do I get it to go off now so I can get it.
All
right, so you guys.
Oh, are you getting, got?
I'm spinning the wheel. So
should try it.
Oh shit.
Oh, you got. I'd say honorary guest would be the host in case it's
the original punishment shot.
Oh,
all right.
So I need a shot of Screwball whiskey.
Yes, you do.
Over here.
Oh,
no, that's not the bar.
Well, gin or something. Well, gin would have been delicious.
Yeah. let me find some.
No. Crystal's getting it right now. Oh.
Thank you, Crystal.
You're right on
with the fucking quickness.
She's on it.
Oh, God.
Thank you, honey. That's service right there.
I know some people who love Screwball, which is just crazy to me because I think it's shit.
It was our first show that we did this, and I fucking hated it, man. It doesn't even taste like whiskey. I don't know what it's fucking horrible. Oh man,
I don't think it's too bad, but you know,
it's
whatever.
It's too fucking sweet, and it doesn't even. It's fucking bullshit.
Damn.
Cheers.
So I just want to do a Boilermaker.
Waiting to happen.
I want to do a Boilermaker with that and Sweet Baby Jesus peanut butter chocolate. Stout.
Oh, we might have to try that.
So what's stopping you?
I've broke and too busy to run to the store most of the time, quite frankly.
So what's your excuse?
That's a shitty excuse.
Oh, I literally just said it. I'm broke and I don't have the time.
Well, the time thing is easily taken care of because you got excellent Crystal who could assist.
That is true.
Okay. And that actually sounds delicious, so I might be willing to finance that.
All right.
That. All right. Where can we find you guys, by the way? Where can everybody find you guys on?
On the West Coast.
I'm talking about listening.
We're on Apple Pod, Spotify, Anchor, probably on some shit called Fubo or Pluto. We don't even know.
We're on everywhere you can find podcasts, but it's like 95% Apple Pods, and like everybody else is listening to us on Spotify. So I think we actually make a little bit more money when you listen to us on Spotify. So get us that extra 18th of a cent every time you listen on Spotify.
Yeah,
we need that.
All right.
I feel that.
So what are we drinking, by the way?
Oh, well, you know, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, just last weekend, we had our release party for our BVK IPA, the Director's Cut. And this is our second iteration of a delicious hazy IPA. This one has the Azaka hops, Eldorado hops, and the Nectaron, some of those New Zealand hops in there. And Walter Ramirez has been on our pod numerous times, and he's the brewmaster at Last Call, and the guy is just a beer genius. So we give the reins to him. He tells us what to do. And all we're pretty much manual labor. We dumped grain into the mash, and just we were stirring shit, and then we're adding hops. Like, we just kind of like we're the manual labor over there, and we made this thing happen.
That's kind of cool to be a part of the
that's a local brewery for you guys.
Thank a couple times.
Yeah, Last Call.
Yeah, you guys need to try it. I want to hear the verdict on what you guys got.
Stuff.
All right, guys, let's go ahead.
Last Call Brewing, Oakdale, California. If you're in the Central Valley of California, Last Call Brewing is serving 16 delicious beers on tap every night. So check it out.
Home of the rodeo capital of the world.
Oakdale, cowboy California. Capital of the world is what Oakdale, California is known as. Surprisingly enough, there we go. We see some popping.
They said they'd be honest too. I can't wait.
Actually,
I can't wait.
If it's shitty, they're gonna tell us it's shitty.
All right, I call first dibs.
I don't find it shitty at all.
I call first dibs. I fucking hate IPAs. This is delicious. I'm giving it probably 1.5, almost 2 thumbs out of 2 thumbs.
Really?
Yeah,
I like that.
Wow.
Like it's weird. It has an interesting nose to it.
It's a lot better than the Chad Dukes beer.
I was really skeptical taking the first smell, but the taste, it's weird. Like, hits you, and immediately got this weird, I'm probably absolutely wrong, but my mind wanted to say almost like a coffee stout initially that
you're went, wait, you know, you're
I know,
off,
maybe it's because of the drink I had before, but it hits like a different kind of IPA, and then it finishes out really lightly.
That's why you're 12.
Yeah. My resident 12 right, right there.
Exactly what I was about to say. I'm going to give this a 2, believe it or not. And I'm not even an IPA person. I actually am very etchy when it comes to IPAs. Like, sometimes it can be good. Sometimes it can be bad. This one's actually really good. It's a very nice, crisp beer. It's actually a really good summer drink, too. I can drink this in the summer.
Like, I'm thinking cookout.
That's what we're going for.
And I'll tell you the truth. I'm being honest as I can be, because I was going to be honest. If I didn't like it, I was going to give it a 0 or whatever, but this is a fucking 2. You guys knocked out.
And I'll attest to that when Ron told me you guys were being gracious enough to send us these beers, and he's like, all right, are we gonna be honest, or are we just gonna blow smoke up their ass, you know, and try to promote them?
We
learned our lesson. We are
honesty.
Yeah, we are absolutely gonna be honest. Go ahead, Ragnar.
So when you drink it, think about the fact that that's 7.4%. I mean, it's a pretty strong alcohol content, and usually when you get into the IPAs that are 7-8%, it can be a little bit of a rough finish there.
Yes.
But
I
think it's pretty accessible. I think people that don't love IPAs can drink that and be pretty happy with it.
Yeah, like it's definitely hoppy, but it's not
right.
Kick your ass.
Yeah, it's not fucking right. That hoppy.
Yeah.
Not at all. No, it's not.
You get a hint of it, but it's overall pretty fucking smooth.
It's kind of like Elysium.
If you want me to pay for it, I'll buy another 6-pack from you guys. Seriously.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't mind having something in my fridge.
I'd keep this in the fridge.
Have you tried aerating it?
This is really good.
It's already in the mouth.
Oh, that's good.
Have you tried aerating it?
Yeah. It makes it pop.
Good shit, man. That makes us stoked. We have a blast brewing it, and then we get to go for the canning day.
Oh, that does bring it out.
The canning day is just hella drunk because as the cans come off the line, some of them come off a little bit bad. So, I guess I got to drink that damn thing. So we end up just getting drunk on the canning days, too. And that it's awesome. A blast.
Brad was the only guy that was able to make it to the canning day this year. And the texts that were coming from Brad by about 4 p.m., he was like, I've been drunk since 12. And he's like just screaming these insane texts.
I'm 14 deep in. Fuck you guys.
No free samples.
What did you give it? I was letting Ragnar.
Give two.
You give it two. Ragnar gives it a two?
Yeah.
Stu? I'm definitely giving it a two. I'm a major hop head. I appreciate especially a lot of these lesser used hops. And it's very light. It's refreshing. It has sweet fruit notes to it. And like you were saying, usually the heavier alcohol ones have a more rough ending on it. This
thank you.
Does not at all. It's very light from start to finish. Aerating it makes the hops pop out even more. But I'm very, very impressed. Great job,
Joe. Yeah, I'm gonna edit mine. I had said like 1.5. No.
You're just trying to be part of the crew.
No, it definitely was because of the drink I had before threw off that first sip. So that's gonna be a two.
Yeah, see, the thing is, we tried another beer that another podcast did that I was a fan of called the Chad Dukes, and we actually starstruck. We both gave it a great review. And then in about like maybe about 20, 30 episodes later, we were like, no, that beer was fucking dog shit. It was horrible.
It was about, was it like the whiskey?
It was just fucking drinking piss out of a can.
Because Son of a Santa sucked.
It's the same. That's actually from the same team.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Chad Dukes hasn't made good beer. You guys knocked out of the park.
Great job.
Seriously.
Compliments to your brewer. That. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Cheer to Bay's video. Appreciate you guys. I'm going to have to start looking. All props go to Walter Ramirez. So we appreciate you guys. Last Call Brewing, Oakdale, California, Rodeo Capital of the World, Cowboy Capital of the World. They're making some good beers over there. They got a bunch of breweries making some really good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking to see if they got any available here on the East Coast. And I'm always looking for a nice brewery, especially a local one or a smaller brewery that I can support. And this is top-notch work.
You got tomorrow over there? Because, like I said, if you have a six-pack, I'll buy another six-pack if you send one over to me. I will definitely buy a six-pack from you guys.
Yeah, we got a bunch. We'll make that happen. We'll talk off air. We got you guys covered.
So real quick, the most popular beer at Last Call is right on theme for both of our podcasts. It's called Karate in the Garage.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
To Step Brothers.
Yeah.
And it's a double IPA and it's delicious. Nate's got a keg of it at his house in the kegerator and it's
no shit, man. That's fucking awesome.
It's a hazy and it's smooth.
Nice.
See, I'm thinking of the Freddy Krueger movie. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I guess we'll go ahead and start with their top five movie quotes. So
monologues.
And monologues, if you have it in there. So we're going to let you guys go first, and then I'll go next, and we'll go round table and get this going. So let's see. What are your top five movie quotes, Bez Video?
All right. I was fired up for this because I was like, you know what? I think you're going to see a little bit of each of our movie personalities as we do this. And I think we're all pretty distinct when it comes to our movie taste. So my first one here is just an absolute classic. And I have to – I know this isn't on camera, but, you know, when – when you got Pulp Fiction and Vince Vega is trying to help his poor OD'd, I guess he's managing her for the night. When he says, I got to stab her three times. That's one of my favorite quotes ever. Just John Travolta's delivery, spot on. Second, it's a pivotal moment in a tiebreaker game. It's not even an actual playoff game. It's a tiebreaker game at the end of the season between the Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Dorn, he knows Ricky Vaughn slept with his wife and he comes out to the mound and he says, let's cut through the crap, Vaughn. I've only got one thing to say to you. Strike this motherfucker out. Just from that point on, you're just fired up. I love it. Absolutely it's a great movie love it. Too.
He runs back to the plate on his bad knees.
Yes.
And then we've got and this is Scotch and I'm glad we're sitting next to each other because those two assholes from BBK don't like this movie. But Strange Brew.
That's a great fucking movie.
Yes.
When you're trying to get get some information from somebody and you only have one donut left and you know it's very important to you, but you know what? You offer it and you say, it's a jelly. Yes. Moranis. His delivery on this jelly just kills me. I love it so much.
I have that on a t-shirt, actually.
It's a jelly. All right. And then, you know, I mean, sometimes when you're rocking, Scotch Beck is a rocker. Both Nate and Zach, they're rockers. They know how to play some guitar and stuff. And, you know, if you're performing, you want to just go to that extra level. Sometimes you got to have those amps that go to 11. And, you know,
fuck yes.
These go to 11.
These go to 11.
That's such a great quote. Yes. Final tap. That is mine.
That's a great
fucking
movie.
And finally, to round this out, if you're trying to get some revenge, you know, when you say to somebody straight up, my name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father, prepare to die.
Princess Bride.
That is just, I mean, just maybe the best quote ever. I'm sorry. That's I'm in it with my grand slam there. That's Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
The best.
As usual, I hate all of Brad's picks, but that last one is a home run.
That's a classic. That's a fucking classic movie. Fucking Andre the Giant. Fucking amazing in that movie. Oh God, man.
That was a fun episode today.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, it was a fun episode today.
Yeah, we did an episode on Princess Bride, actually. That was a good one.
Dude.
All right, so who's next?
Okay, so my turn.
All right.
Scotch Beck.
All right. So my first one is from Office Space. And there's only one line I can think of.
Burn down his
after spot. He gets asked what he would do with $1 million. I'll tell you what I do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Yes. I love him as just an actor.
He was so good in that role. And his delivery on that was just so earnest and so true. And you just believe him. That's what he would do.
I loved him. I loved him in Napoleon Dynamite as a karate teacher. Fantastic. Remember that?
Rex Kwon Do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You think people feel bad for me because I go home to Starla at night? Hell no.
Okay, my next one is from a movie that not a lot of people have probably seen. And it's okay because you really don't need to see it, but it's a movie called Showgirls.
Yes. Oh, yeah, great movie.
Yeah, yes. Man.
I love that movie.
That's a good
you
one.
You fucking great, would.
One of the best TNA movies
you
out there.
You fucking would.
Oh, come on. It's directed by Paul Verhoeven, man. I fucking love that movie.
It's a hands horrible up. Fucking movie.
It's entertaining. That's a movie you should put on your list. That's a movie you should put on your list.
No, it's going to be zombie strippers.
It's fucking epileptic seizure in a pool that gets you going like
exactly.
That.
Dude,
it's horrible, but it's amazing. It's super fun to watch with some buddies.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. So, by the way, I have a little bit of a theme going with my list here. And my theme is titties and beer.
Oh,
so
I'm good with that.
That's pretty much where I'm going with mine. So, Showgirls, there's a very touching moment. Nomi, the former stripper, she's a showgirl now. She's making it in the world, and her former boss shows up, and they saw her in the show, and they're super. They have this little touching moment, and all of a sudden they start walking off, and Robert Davi turns around and says, "Must be weird, not have anybody come on you."
I fucking love him. He's amazing. Love him as an actor.
Such a good quote.
Okay, so my next one, Bachelor Party.
Oh,
classic
God.
Movie from the 80s.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Tom Hanks, he goes into the bedroom and sitting in the room is this hot, naked, amazing woman. And he's sitting there trying to decide if he's going to bang her or not. And she's sitting on the bed completely naked and her head starts morphing into different people. And all of a sudden it morphs into his brother. And he's like, "What? Are you nuts? Look at my tits. They're perfect."
That was great.
Next one. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh,
yeah.
When they're in the hotel room and the Gecko brothers, they're capturing the Harvey Keitel Harvey Keitel and the rest of them. And Quentin Tarantino sees Juliette Lewis and he thinks he hears her say,
"Oh yeah,
Richie.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Would you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me?"
You have a strong list. You have a very strong list.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh and man.
So that ends the, titties portion of my list. So now to the beer from the movie Beer Fest.
Yes.
I switched this up from what I sent to the guys. And one of my favorite parts is when they're tasting the new beer they made and from the recipe they found. And there's a bunch of different lines, but my favorite part is it's two different guys. "I want to put my dick in it. I want it to put his dick in me."
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
God,
that's also on the intro of our friends, the Real Drunks, who are on the Deluxe Edition Network. So yeah, that's on their intro. It's pretty
I love this network. We have such great range of podcasts on this network.
There's like two or three more just added within the last couple of days.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah,
they've added a bunch of good ones.
Some really like good herpes ones got just catching added on recently. Yeah.
I do feel like the Deluxe Edition Network is single-handedly keeping like the alcohol industry open, though, because like, goddamn, I think we all drink a lot.
We're doing our part, you know.
So who's next?
Helping support Alcoholics Anonymous.
All right, so I think that Nate here. So I ran down. I picked a bunch of my favorite movies, and then I grabbed my favorite quotes. So we'll start here. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
That was a great,
fucking line. I think you almost made Stu spit shot.
No, honestly, that was a wonderfully written movie, wonderfully acted, gave birth to the careers of Damon and Affleck, of course.
Matt Damon.
No, but that right there is an amazing fucking line from that fucking movie. It really is. So,
they won an Oscar for that fucking movie. Good one, honey.
Yeah, and Good Will Hunting was one of my favorite movies. But if we were doing favorite scenes in a movie, the Harvard bar scene in Good Will Hunting would be solidly.
Oh yeah,
my
yeah, yeah,
super definitely,
super strong. Yeah.
I mean, it's just nobody ever owned somebody else's fucking heart as he owned him. And then he tops it off with, "Do you like them apples?"
Oh yeah, just slapping it on the window.
So second up, this one's a little on the nose, but. You got to get busy living or you got to get busy dying.
Yep. Yeah, that's Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge fan of that movie. To be honest, I'm not sure. I debated. There are other good lines in that one. Lots of good ones that I like. That one's just sort of like the most famous. And I have my wife and my kids, because it's my favorite movie, I have the poster up in my office. The tree that's in that movie was struck by lightning and like split apart and fell.
Yeah.
So like true capitalists, the people that owned that land fucking chopped it up and made it into like little pieces of wood that they have like burnt images on from the movie.
Right.
Wow. One of them is like a picture of Shawshank with that quote on it. So that quote sits above my desk. Wow. So it had to be that one.
I gotta say real quick, Nate, as people know, I'm the biggest, probably the second biggest fan of Shawshank besides you. Because this guy's been my best friend for like 40 years. And he told me to watch Shawshank basically from the day it came out. He lent me the DVD for like 3 years. I never watched it until finally we did it on the pod like 6 months ago or something. I finally watched Shawshank for the first time ever.
I got a question.
That's what's great about these type podcasts. We get to share films that we love and hopefully find other people and introduce them to these films.
Yeah, because we have a lot of fans of our show that actually said that they listen to our show and they just, I've never seen that movie. And it gets them to watch that movie that we talk about and stuff like that. Yeah. So. Are you a fan of the Green Mile though?
I like the Green Mile. I've never had the same affection for it as I have with Shawshank.
Nearly
I think
as good.
The supernatural-ish element of it throws me like that's not my jam.
Okay. No, I hear you. I hear you.
So I like it in spite of that stuff, but I think it like knocks it down a peg for me.
Okay.
Shawshank also just for me, like it's for me, it's the perfect movie. Top 10, maybe top 5 movie for me. I am a golden god.
Yeah.
So Billy Crudup standing on top of the house, decide what his last words are going to be because he's going to jump in the pool.
Which you prefer, the bootleg cut or the original cut?
I prefer the original.
The bootleg cut is really good, though. I mean, have you seen the bootleg cut?
I don't think I ever saw that.
I haven't seen it. It's been a long time. So maybe I need to give it another run.
Oh, yeah. It's like 30 minutes of extra footage, but it actually adds a lot more character development in the movie. It's a fucking great movie.
Okay. I feel it makes it drag a little bit, though. The bootleg cut makes it drag a little bit more than
really. I think it actually adds to it. I don't know.
Maybe. It does. In certain spots, it does add to the characters, but the timing of it and the pacing of the film makes it feel a lot longer as a whole and just drags. The feeling of the film, in my opinion.
But that, by the way, that's a great
on that, man. I feel like there's a scourge of everyone wants to make their movie 3 hours long nowadays.
Yes.
Like, there's no movie that's come out since 2018 that's not 3 hours long. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty normal for Hollywood now.
Okay, number four. So Brad and I have long shared a love of this movie, and no surprise, we both have quotes from it. But mine is a little more, I think, colorful. Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. Yes. Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson, the motherfuckers. Jules, we did Pulp Fiction, and we do fake made up commercials on our show. And so I did,
which Samuel I love, L. by Jackson, the way. School. I love your guys' fake commercials
for motherfuckers. Same motherfuckers. Yes.
Yeah. I will say we also just did Coming to America, and Samuel L. Jackson, he was using the F word just perfectly in that movie, and that was like one of the first big movies of his career, Coming to America. Yeah. And so yes. he had a grasp of the fuck here, word. But
Brad's real initials are BMF.
That's true.
So that's
shit.
That is true.
Did you have the wallet?
I've never got the wallet though. Oh, never going
there. I probably that is perfection right there. That's bad motherfucker. Like
that's the 200th episode gift.
Oh shit.
All right, last up. And I feel this deep in my heart because it's true. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yes. Anchorman. Oh man, that movie's got so many fucking quotes in there. I mean, it's so nothing many
but one liners.
Yes. It's illegal in seven absolutely countries.
Just like, no, just like Step Brothers.
60% of the time.
Yes,
we did Anchorman on our pod, and we set out like 10 minutes just doing lines. Like that was like we usually do not do that, but we had to go back and forth like just our favorite lines from that movie.
And after we got done snorting all those lines, we actually said quotes from the movie. It was fucking
funny. See, the thing is, we've been doing that sometimes in our episodes. Like
really intense.
Our Christmas vacation episode, we actually did the whole fucking rant from Chevy Chase, and all five of us did one.
Yes.
Trying to do it without taking
a
breath.
All five of us fucked it up. Yeah. I was hammered.
I was able to bet on the winner.
You got shit all fucking mixed around.
I was able to bet on the winner and everything. I nailed it, and you got punishment shot for it.
Because he's a fucking time traveler. That's what it was.
No, it's because I'm that fucking good. Exactly. That's why.
To be fair, we're pretty notorious for fucking up quotes from movies on our pod, too.
All right, Zach, how about you, buddy? Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to run through mine pretty quick here. So my favorite movie of all time, I'm a horror movie guy. So
the first
one I got to do is from...
What was this? That was my
2018, one of my favorite movies of all time, when the fucking goddess Toni Collette as Annie, she's talking to her son, and he's giving her a bunch of shit after he has arguably killed her daughter. And she tells him, I never wanted to be your mother. And then she fucking covers her mouth just immediately. And it's just such the most absolutely devastating
thing. Yeah.
I fucking love that shit. And then bring it back to a lighter one. This is one that my dad always used to say, and my step grandpa always used to say, the movie Dutch from 1991, starring
Ed O'Neill. Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. Al Bundy. He's taking this kid around. They go to a diner, and they get a bunch of bacon and eggs, and he walks out and lets out just the most spectacular burp. And he looks at the kid and says, nothing burps better than bacon. For years and years and years. One of my favorite quotes.
Bacon fucking awesome. Burps are delicious. There is no doubt.
Oh, yes. Right? Literally nothing burps better than bacon. All right. Moving on.
Jesus,
one of my favorite
man.
Movies of all time, 1993, Matthew McConaughey's fucking film debut. He's standing in front of his car, and he looks around, and there's a bunch of chicks walking by, and he says,
yep.
I love these high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age.
Days of good Jews.
Now that I have a daughter, I fucking have some fucking conflicts with. Yes. Damn,
great I don't think we have to even have daughters. Just now that we're older, we're like,
it's a little creepy now.
Fucking weird.
Now that I know a bunch of old fucking perverts, I'm like, God damn it. I don't know if I like that as much, but it's still a great movie line.
Yeah. We're actually getting ready to do a Matthew McConaughey movie tonight after this.
Rain of Fire.
Yep.
I know. You guys are doing Rain of Fire. I fucking love that. All right. So the next one I'm going.
Told you guys somebody likes famous. That fucking movie.
We've hit Almost Famous a couple of times during this. One of my favorite movies of all time. But my dude, Jason Lee, he's talking to the reporter and he's trying to explain to him what he does as the lead singer of the band. And he says, you know what I do? I connect. I get people off. I look at a guy who isn't getting off and I make him get off.
Yep.
And I fucking feel that as a guy that has, you know, that has performed in front of people and tried to fucking do that. It's some real shit. And he's such a fucking douchebag. It makes it even better.
And then he goes behind the curtain and sucks their dick.
Scott's made seven people get off on at our event on last
Saturday. Scott is really good at making people get off. It's
fucking good amazing. Job. That's two to the graph right there. So that's two from Almost Famous already.
Dude, exactly. Fucking
better than Captain Cumbier.
So, all right, last one.
Nothing's better than Captain Cumbier.
I'm gonna go with one of my favorite actors of all time. I just watched fucking Wolf of Wall Street the other day. He's amazing in it, but
he's perfect.
OG Jonah Hill in Superbad 2007. And this is one of my big things is cargo shorts. And he says, nobody's gotten a hand job in cargo shorts since Nam. And that is one of the fucking
that I've
ever heard.
Oh, that was back when Jonah wasn't embarrassed about being fat, when he had just accepted his fatness and leaned into that shit.
Now he's all self-conscious and shit.
Those are my five, dude. Thanks for letting us fucking
all
yell
at you guys. Cool. Amazing list. Yeah, your lists are great. A lot of comedy, a lot of some dramas in there. I mean, fucking Showgirls. I never thought that somebody would bring a quote from Showgirls in there. I mean, seriously.
Only me.
My favorite Showgirls quote was probably, I got towels. All right. That was probably my favorite fucking quote from Showgirls. And I've used that quote more times than I can count.
So bad.
Yes. We're going to go ahead and start with the BAF now with our quotes. Guys, like I said, great job on your quotes. You guys did fucking amazing. Happy with all of your quotes. Mine is more sci-fi-ish and a little bit of mostly sci-fi, actually. I think all of them are basically sci-fi. I'm a big sci-fi nut.
But like, so they're sci-fi. Like they said in the beginning, you're going to feel where each of our movie tastes kind of lie.
Yeah.
Based on our quotes, where we feel are the most, you know, pivotal quotes to us that really does say a lot about a person. Like you said, this is really individualized. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I fucking love this. Like, for comedy on one part. And then you got like Shawshank Redemption and a fucking Almost Famous. I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Neither did I.
One of my first quotes from like one of my number one movies of all time, Aliens. I'm sorry, but this is iconic to me. Get away from her, you bitch.
Yes.
I will always love that line. As soon as you see that fucking mech thing, her just running in there and saying that line, it just fits perfectly. I love the Ripley character. Love that. Another one of my favorite movies of all time, Blade Runner. Now, this is more of a monologue here, but it is the end part in Blade Runner where Batty says, I've seen things that people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on the fire of the shoulder of Orion. I've watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain. It's fucking poetry to me. Ooh. I fucking love that movie. Blade Runner is a beautiful fucking movie, and I enjoy the hell out
of it. Wasn't that line completely like ad-libbed?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. This is completely fucking made up on the goddamn spot.
It's impressive. Said,
say something fucking weird.
Yeah.
And he's like, I bet I got you.
But tears in the rain, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I enjoy the hell of that. Now, this is a classic movie of mine that I grew up watching when I was a kid, and I will always love this movie. Charlton Heston, take your stinking paws off of me, you damn dirty apes.
Yes.
That's not the only one. There was like multiple ones. You maniacs, you know, I mean, you blew it up. God damn it. I mean, there's so many fucking lines out of the movie, but I picked that one because that was so iconic.
My list, but I know you well enough. I'm like,
yeah,
Ron's got this one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and leave this off.
But it was hard because I almost was going to do the one where he's at the fucking Statue of Liberty, and I was trying to figure out which one am I going to do. All right. The next one is a short one, and I'll do my long one here. I'm a huge, huge Indiana Jones fan. So I had to pick. And also, I had the same fear as Indiana Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? But I love Sala's little apps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Yeah.
Before they're about to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see Indy just looking over at him. So, yeah, mine's more, like I said, mine's more sci-fi. I love comedies, but I'm a big sci-fi guy. And then I have to go with Star Wars. And some people will argue about this. Some people won't because it's got a certain thing in it. But the fact is that I love the classic Star Wars movies, but I am a fan of the prequels. I
fucking suck.
Shut the fuck up. I grew up on the prequels. I enjoyed them. The classic is still the best. But Revenge of the Sith
is garbage.
No, it's not. Fuck you. Anyways, the Revenge of the Sith, the monologue from Emperor Palpatine from Revenge of the Sith, the part where he's talking about it. This is long here, but I'm going to read it. Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis, the wise? I thought not.
It's not a story a Jedi would tell you. It's a Sith legend. Darth Plagueis was a Dark Lord of the Sith, so powerful and so wise, he can use the Force to influence the midichlorians, which I knew you were going to have a problem with, to create life. He had such a knowledge of the dark side that he can even keep the ones he cared about from dying. The dark side of the Force is the pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural. He became so powerful, the only thing he was afraid of was losing his power, which eventually, of course, he did. Unfortunately, he taught his apprentice everything he knew. Then his apprentice killed him in his sleep. Ironic. He could save others from death, but not himself. I love that scene.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite scenes from Revenge of the Sith. It's that opera scene. And to me, it just tells the whole story of Darth Sidious with the Emperor. And I enjoy the hell out of it. Now, the thing is, I was thinking about pulling a Darth Vader one because I'm a huge Darth Vader fan. But that one right there still gets to me. I just fucking love that that whole scene in the movie. So that's my top five. So you
would you have put your helmet on?
Dig it
for no. it.
No. You're talking to the right people, dude, because you got a bunch of big Star Wars fans.
I say as long as you didn't take
all right, which of you four appreciate the fucking prequel six
where he says
no. Which of you four are actually fans of the prequels?
Fans of the prequels or fans of Natalie Portman?
Fans of the prequels. Natalie Portman is a goddess, and I will go to my fucking deathbed screaming that.
Yeah, I mean,
and she is, you know, the fact that like her Natalie Portman raps on the fucking SNL shorts and shit like that were amazing.
Yeah,
all right, she is a goddess, an amazing actress. But what she was, the prequels are dog shit. I'm sorry, they are dog shit.
Hey,
they
man, should not be Star Wars. She very strategically rips off her midriff.
Yes.
And just has her abs showing, dude. I mean, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, I think they really get in depth into like government shit. So I'm kind of like stoked about that.
Oh, no. Yes.
They weren't fucking Star Wars movies. I'm sorry. As they progressed, they became more Star Wars, but they were not Star Wars movies. They were not fucking Star Wars.
And which gets to the whole point is that I'm hosting the because we're doing the Star Wars trilogies. Each of us are hosting a trilogy. Stu's doing the classic. I'm doing the prequels, nice. Okay. And I guarantee that's gonna be full of arguments in that episode.
I'm gonna be shitting all over you.
Yeah,
I know you are.
But I'm gonna go ahead.
I've got two boys that are huge Star Wars fans, and their quote every time they always say it. They walk into a room, and it's fucking what's his name, and he says, "Hello there," and they say it every fucking time. Do you know that? That's my boy's quote.
Obi-Wan. All right, I can. That is a great fucking quote.
Yeah,
that is a great fucking quote.
Hello there.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and have Ragnar go next. So, Ragnar, what are your top five movie quotes? After you're trying to drink a beer,
swallow.
By the way, I killed the can.
I killed the can, too. Dude. This great is amazing.
Great job, everybody. If you have access to it on the West Coast. Pick this fucking IPA up. It is, if you're a fan of IPA, you're a fan of, special, you know, lower valued hops that aren't given enough fucking light. Pick this shit up. It is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I will definitely tag you guys on Instagram and tag the brewery and everything because this I give this a two thumbs. Like I said, we all gave it two thumbs up. This is amazing. You guys did a great job on this. I'm glad. Thanks, I got two more in my fucking fridge. You want another one?
Fuck you! Yes!
We might have to split it all between all four of us.
That's a dumb question.
All right, Ragnar, what are your top five?
All right, so we're going to go from the top here. So this one here, see if anybody can figure it out. Any of you boys want to shoot? Now's the time. One of us that doesn't want to be someplace else.
Fuck.
But this is what we do. Who we are. Live for nothing or die for something. Your call.
Oh shit!
What movie is that?
What the sh? God damn it!
The Live for Nothing or Die for Something. That is what fucking ringing the bell to me. Fuck! I don't got it.
It's not Expendables, right?
Older? Is it like a Young Guns or is it like a?
No.
Is it Expendables?
No.
We're talking older, right? We're going.
No, older. We're not talking older.
Give me a time frame.
The actor is older, but the movie is newer.
Oh, this is
a. Is it Sly?
Is no, it no, fucking this Rambo is 4?
I just watched that two days ago.
That's why I'm disappointed in you, Ron.
God.
I haven't made it to there to read my rewatches.
That's okay.
All right.
Next Friday.
Which, by the way, Harley, I just found out, and we need to judge the shit out of her. She has not seen any of the Rambo movies.
No, we didn't.
I'm like, I was so fucking floored. I was rewatching fucking First Blood.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, what's going on here? What's going on here? I'm like, how do you not know? Have you never seen it? I've never seen this one. Oh, okay. I've never seen any of them. What?
We're doing an episode next Friday. We're doing the Rambo Legacy next Friday, which Ragnar's hosting. So we're going to be touching all five of the Rambo movies.
Touching it really sweetly and tenderly.
When he jumps on the back of that truck in like the newest Rambo, or I think it was not the newest, but the one before the newest.
That was part four.
On the back of the truck and
with the 50 cal
unloads on everybody. Yes. Such a crazy.
Absolutely.
Scene. Yeah. It felt like it went on forever, but it just did. But also it felt like I want more.
Yes.
Totally. Listen, if it comes to a mod deuce just chugging along. Yes. I can listen to that shit for hours.
It's a very beautiful sound.
I'm not going to say full hard, but I'm at least half mad.
Absolutely.
If you don't dry shave with a fucking hunting knife to prepare for that pod, are you even really serious about podcasting?
I love it. I love that.
Oh, see, Sammy brought us some extra of your IPA right here.
Barwick, Sammy.
You're pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
Cheers. Oh, no. Cheers on that. Dude, I'm actually not drinking my IPA anymore.
Oh, come on. God damn it. I can't hold it up here for all the room.
Oh, hold on.
You guys.
Hey. You didn't get me.
They're feeling left out.
So my next one,
and the fact that the big boy cans too, not the fucking little,
little bitch,
full pint.
It'll get you drunk.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I like you when it does the job.
My liver is mad at me, then I know I've done a good job. All right, Ragnar, what's your second one?
Do you have an argument?
Oh, it tries to, but it's very meek by now. It's very submissive.
It knows its place.
Did you beat it down already?
Yes.
Good.
There. It's like, yes, I'm master.
I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? And then my next one is going to be, I'm not going to fucking say the whole goddamn thing, but the quote that Rocky gives his son in Balboa outside the restaurant.
Yeah.
That one, I was going to do that one. That thing is fucking long as shit.
Do it, because I'm not going to lie. I have three full goddamn monologues.
Well, I do not.
Y'all.
So I do not have that
and
quote.
And you will see my acting prowess here soon.
Let's see how good you are.
Prowess. Okay. That's
fine. I said it right.
Whose phone went off?
Not mine.
Nobody's phone went off.
I heard a ding. Oh, was it one of y'all's?
I don't have mine on.
I'm on buzz.
Zach's the only one who keeps his phone on loud.
Well, either way, I heard a ding.
I think that was yours because yours dinged
a couple
times.
My phone's fucking silent, asshole.
Yeah, he muted it. He and I talked about it.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting away with a free punishment.
It's Ron. Okay.
It's not me. I think we should have Ron do it anyway. You know, we all recognize it happened.
It was me.
It was you. Fuck you.
You sent me a text saying be better. What the fuck, man?
Just checking.
He said that like an hour ago. Yes.
When your first one of the shot went off is when that's I said fantastic. This one. And you're just now getting it? What sort of cheer-bug fucking cricket fucking plan are you on?
All right, hold on. I got to fucking roll this damn fucking wheel.
Roll the dice. Every soul's got a price.
The original punishment shot again?
Yes!
Fuck!
Well, it's right there for
you. I'm telling you, man.
It's so nutty.
So the wheel of punishment.
Peanut butter whiskey time.
I
kind of dig it.
All right, Ragnar, what's your third? Are you going to read out the quote?
No, I'm not.
You have that's a third?
Too long? It's too fucking long. That's why I changed it.
All right.
It is a good quote, though.
Yeah. And then we're going to go with The Ringer.
With Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm not expecting this.
But this specific scene, though, when he's fucking the dude is bringing all the kids back from a night out.
Yeah.
And they get caught.
Yeah.
And he tells them that it's okay. We just went out to ice cream. And the one dude's like, when the fuck did we get ice cream?
Yeah.
Yes. The best part about that, you see Knoxville break
known family brothers.
Right there.
Yeah.
Because whole scene right there was ad lib.
Yeah.
And shit.
That's a good one.
Which was fucking hilarious.
That's an underrated film.
Yeah,
it
really is.
It is. No, it's a fucking phenomenal. It's a great movie.
I think it's directed by the Farley brothers, isn't it?
That's what he just said. It was lesser known Farley.
Yeah. Which, you know, you guys said something about Mary
I'm just curious. What is your favorite?
Are we talking about Batman?
Your favorite Farley Brothers movie?
Dumb and Dumber for me, for sure, 100%. I just grew up on that, and that's got so many good memories.
It's Dumb and Dumber, followed closely by Something About Mary, followed closely by Kingpin, followed closely by nothing else, because all the rest was
Kingpin, fucking recorded episode.
Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. Yeah.
We've been talking about doing Kingpin for a long fucking time.
It's that, a great you could probably do that. That could be one of your episodes this year.
Stop trying to fucking give me goddamn episodes.
That was when you never got to do that.
He's trying to force it down your throat. Leave him alone. Right,
I will pick my own fucking shit. Fuck you.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
Fucking every week I'm going, hey, you can put this on your list. Hey, you can put this on your list. Fuck you. I'll fucking figure it out when I get there.
Because you don't have a list. That's why exactly. He's doing it.
Yeah, everybody's got a list. All of us have our list for the whole year. We have to go wait by his.
Special.
I feel it out, and like, you know what? This is going to be fun. All right, based on what we've done recently, all right, let's go ahead. We've done a shitty fucking dragon movie. Let's go ahead and do something where a guy's heart explodes. All right.
So next one is from the movie that we're doing here, I don't know, next month or 2 months or whatever, Multiplicity.
Yeah,
great one.
From the hilarious, lovable, special one.
I love him so much.
He's the best one.
He is my spirit animal.
I already know what this is.
She touched my pippy
feet. I knew it was that one.
It's the best part of it.
Michael Keaton rocks in that movie.
Michael Keaton rocks in general.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then finally, from an amazing classic war movie, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Fuck yeah. That one's so close to my fucking list. Not just that line, the entire fucking monologue. That got my fucking dick hard fucking watching that movie.
Yes.
America.
Spicy Booner.
Fucking list.
Thank you. Spin the fucking wheel again.
Yes, that is a spicy boner.
Ron, we appreciate you.
Ron just dropped real name.
Yep.
So that is a spicy boner. That is
spin number three.
Spin number three.
Oh my God, that's number three.
That's like dead naming.
Yes.
He just dead named Ragnar.
He used your government name.
I know.
All right. I'm going to answer my slave name.
Daddy Picks.
Okay. They are the we established earlier the thing that they would be the host as the guests.
Okay.
All right. So Daddy Picks is where the host of the show gets to pick the punishment shot, and the guest says, "What is it, Daddy?
What's my punishment, Daddy?"
Oh, all right. So I got to ask you guys, what is my punishment, Daddy?
Is there gin in the house?
If there's
gin in the house, I want them to
Hold on. There is also watermelon gin.
No!
Which is, watermelon is something that Ron definitely hates. I'm just throwing that out there for you kind gentlemen, if you so choose to. We have good gin, or we have
punishment.
Yes, we have good gin, or we have.
I feel like it's just gonna, it's
so
gonna get worse and worse, though. But yeah, let's take some watermelon gin. I've never heard of that, and that sounds.
I don't respect you guys anymore.
I do. Thank you so much.
We're doing our job.
You complete me. We're doing quotes.
Yeah. For the record, that shit is delicious.
Oh,
they can't see the label, bro. We Crystal changed it.
I love you, Ron.
We love you, Ron.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Damn it. I can't believe I'm actually saying this to our guests. You guys, and we just lost some people.
Uh-oh, we lost somebody.
We might have. I think they're like up camping, and so they were hoping for their signal. I don't know, they might have lost it, but
hopefully they'll come back in.
We'll see.
Sad face.
All right, so here we go.
You're gonna have peanut butter and freaking watermelon.
Smell it, just go.
Got it. It's not as I'm getting
You've been punished so much. You're becoming desensitized.
Chase it with some BVK IPA.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. I want more of this.
Makes everything right in the world.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to take over so we can finish off with a finale.
So go ahead with Chase. Oh, so Stu's the finale with his monologues, of course. Yeah.
I'm going to go with number five. Why so serious?
There you go.
It's just fucking iconic. You cannot.
Golf clap?
Yes.
You can't do better Joker than that. My number four, it's a dialogue, but still a quote. It's a short one. Do you know what they say? People in glass houses sink ships. Doc, I gotta buy you like a proverb book or something. This mix and match shit ain't gotta go. What? A penny saved is worth two in the bush, isn't it? And don't cross the road if you can't get out of the kitchen. Fucking love Boondock Saints.
That sums you up right there. It really does.
That's Rana. What are you fucking talking about?
The whole time I was like, God, how do I know that? How do I know that? Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Boondock Blind Saints, absolutely me. Fantastic. Blind
spot. Whoops.
My number three is simple. You got red on you. Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead. Yes. Fucking fantastic. Yes. Let's see here. Oh, come on. Where is the other one?
Did you not write them down?
I kind of tried to.
Be prepared.
I tried.
What the fuck?
Be better.
Where is it?
I thought we're talking to Chase, not Ron.
Fuck it. Fine.
He's rubbing off on him.
There we go.
Literally.
And this one is
sticky.
I'm Hug McCann. I've fought in two world wars and countless smaller ones on three continents. I led thousands of men into battle and everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and the tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. And that's who I am. Now go home, boy. God. Secondhand Lions.
God, that was amazing. That was so good.
Very good movie.
Great job, Chase. Great fucking
and
job.
My number one and final is very simple. I'm thinking I'm back. John fucking
good
Wick.
Job.
Yes.
Good job.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome.
Nice reading. You had good gravel to your voice there.
I try.
All right. So, Stu, you go ahead and finish this up.
Okay, I'll start with the shortest one. Quotes first, and then I'll do the three monologues. All right. So first one is, I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Very good.
Dustin Hoffman.
Very good.
Midnight Cowboy, 1969. And the reason it made my list is not necessarily how strong of a quote it is, but the fact that it was completely improv.
Yeah, it was all improv.
They were shooting guerrilla style. You know, they didn't have any permits or anything like that. And as they were crossing the street, a cab really did almost run over fucking Dustin Hoffman. And in his mind, he was like, shit, I got to stay in character. What would my character say right here? I'm walking here! All right, and I was like, that is fucking genius. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I just give so much credit to Dustin Hoffman as an actor. He is wonderful, because that fit the character so goddamn
absolutely
well.
Absolutely, it did.
The next one, Step Brothers, 2008. Another Step Brothers quote. It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer.
Fuck yeah.
I say that line a lot, and every time I say it, people laugh and enjoy, because it immediately triggers happy memories in their fucking mind. And I'm like, that is a great fucking quote right there. Because it transports you to a happy fucking memory. That is something that sticks in your fucking mind. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Step Brothers is a wonderful, wonderful film. Even though Ron hates Will Farrell.
I respect John C. Reilly, though.
Yes.
John C. Reilly, I love him in that.
But without fucking Will Farrell, there would be no movie.
It's one of my, like I said, I hate Will Farrell.
They could find a replacement for him.
Night of the Roxbury, Step Brothers, Old School. Those are the three that I have no issues with when it comes to Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Hey, we got a local theater that last year for the first time they did the Catalina wine mixer. They did a screening of Step Brothers. They had like food and drinks and beers, and it was like a crazy party. Some friends that I know went to it. I wasn't able to go, but they're going to do it like annually now. So
I was typing this up to see if I was going to do that single line, if I was going to do the full quote up to it. Then it just popped up, you know, the fucking Catalina wine mixer is becoming real. It's actually happening. I was like, God damn, that'd be pretty fucking cool. It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer. Oh, yeah. All right. Next is a classic film, Mommy Dearest from 1981.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Joan Crawford.
Ooh. Yes.
All right. So no more wire hangers. What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you
No wire hangers ever. I work and work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying, she's getting old. And what do I get? A daughter who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me. What's wire hangers doing in this closet? Answer me! I buy you beautiful dresses, and you treat them like they were some dish rag. You threw a $300 dress on a wire hanger! We'll see how many you've got if they're hidden somewhere. We'll see. We'll see! Get out of that bed. All of this is coming out. Out, 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 out. You've got any more? We're going to see how many wire hangers you got in your closet. Wire hangers. Why? Why? Christina, get out of that bed. Get out of that bed. You live in the most beautiful house in Brentwood, and you don't care if your clothes are stretched out from wire hangers, and your room looks like some $2 a week furnished room in some two-bit backstreet town in Oklahoma. Get up, clean up this mess. The entire time as she's beating that bitch with a fucking wire hanger.
Yes.
All right. It is.
That was beautiful. Yes.
It is amazing acting.
You even sound like a female.
Thank you. I was trying to raise the octave.
That was mentioned.
He tucked.
We did a draft of the most memorable scary scenes in non-horror movies, and that was mentioned. It didn't get drafted, but that was definitely
mentioned. It was a miss.
We probably should have drafted that, but it did not get drafted. That's a crazy scene.
It is, but also Joan Crawford's acting fucking
was real.
Fits so goddamn amazingly to that film, and it is one of probably top 50 films of all time, my opinion, just because how over the top and amazing everybody's acting.
And apparently it's actually a tradition to watch that around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's a
tradition.
I've read about that on articles.
You read
like that.
Some weird shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I am not gonna lie.
That and Planes, Trains. There you go.
Yes.
That's a good fucking movie.
All right. The next one is,
whose phone was that?
It was not mine.
Cause that was not mine this time.
Nope.
It's not mine.
I don't have that tone on mine. And it's silence. Lord.
Sammy?
Is that your computer?
Bro, are we doing shot four for you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, the next recording is so fun.
The next
one is going to be so fun. I love it.
Because I was like, I've been into a blood orange. I didn't do it.
I'm trying to get somebody else fucked, and it keeps being me. What the
fuck, dude? I want to point out, everybody says I'm always the one instigating everything. Is it me this time?
No.
Exactly.
No, it's somebody else.
Exponential,
I think it's
Ron's electronics.
I think it's Ron.
It's getting worse and worse.
He's trying to fuck somebody up.
The more and it's just mistakes.
Ever clear and joy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, and this is the real shit. This isn't the pussy like legalized.
God,
we're
man,
talking 170 proof.
190.
Hey, hold on.
This one, is
190 proof. Oh, my Lord.
Ron.
Yeah, this is the real deal.
This is number three.
All right.
Okay. Remember that.
No, this is number
four.
What's
the joy part of this?
No.
There's been two since I got here.
Everclear tastes amazing.
I had two.
That's Everclear tastes fantastic. You're welcome that we are allowed to have Everclear.
I had two shots of Screwball. I had the watermelon gin that Bev's video picked for me.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
We appreciate you.
So now I got Everclear, and so I already finished your fucking beer, so now I don't have a fucking chaser.
You cannot say that, like,
Guinness right
this
here.
Is shot 15 when it's 4.
Thank you so much, Ragnar.
That's
Thank
a throwback
so
to another episode we did.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm on the shot number 17, guys.
You're it's on like shot number like two?
Three? I mean, come on.
All right, we're good.
All right, I'm not going to do the accent. All right, just cannot do the accent. I cannot do it. All right, I can't do it.
Oh, damn, I should have done Smoking Aces.
Come on.
All right. The cinnamon roll? The roll of the cinnamon.
From one of the greatest actors of our generation. All right, Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood, 2007.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Good call.
Like I said, I can't do the accent. I cannot do it. Okay. All right. Those areas, they've been drilled. Yes, it's called drainage, Eli. See, I own everything around
it. Oh my
God, so
of
course,
line.
I get what's underneath it. Do you understand, Eli? That's more to the point. Do you understand? I drink your water. I drink it up every day. I drink the blood of the lamb from Bandy's tract.
because you're not the chosen brother, Eli. 'Twas Paul who was chosen. He found me and told me about your land. You're just a fool. I did what your brother couldn't. I broke you and beat you. It was Paul told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the ground. Know what the funny thing is? Listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand, just like that. He has his own company now. Prosperous little business. 3 wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli, that slithered out of your mother's filth. That they should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. Where were you when Paul was suckling at his mother's teat? Where were you? Who was nursing you, poor Eli? One of Bandy's sows? That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had. You lose. Drainage. Drainage, Eli, you boy. Drained dry. I'm so sorry. Here, if you have a milkshake and I have a milkshake and I have a straw, that's a straw, you see. Watch it. Now my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Oh, God damn, that was such a fucking
beautiful.
Daniel Day-Lewis, one of the best actors of our generation by far. Yeah. And that movie, I mean, he's been in, he's good in just about every movie, but that fucking model, you did great on that. That was good. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you.
Seriously. Yeah. And that was a good one.
I have one little, my only critique. You should have gone a little longer on the crawl.
That's true. I should have. But I kind of was what I was.
He's also taking up 20 minutes of the show.
Should I go across the room and nobody can fucking hear me then? But no, I'm not going to do that.
They don't hear you. You're loud.
I just like how they have a friendly bowling match after that.
They did. It was so amazing. All right. Now, the next one is just because it has such a great soft spot in my heart. And I quote the end line all the fucking time, but I just think the monologue, and this is my smallest of them. So Henry Hill, Goodfellas.
Oh, God. All right. See,
now the guy's got Pauly as a partner. Any problems? He goes to Pauly. Trouble with the bill? He can go to Pauly. Trouble with the cops? Deliveries? Tommy? He can go to Pauly. But now the guy's got to come up with Pauly's money every week, no matter what. Business bad? Fuck you. Pay me. Oh, you had a fire? Fuck you. Pay me. Place got hit by lightning, huh? Fuck you. Pay me. I'm just like, God damn, that's fucking, like, it nails that character so much.
Stu and I actually hosted an episode of Goodfellas because that's in our top 10 movies of all time. And
I listened to that one. That's a great episode.
Yeah, we basically blew our load in that fucking movie. I mean, we fucking love that fucking movie, seriously. But seriously, guys, that was fucking great. I enjoyed the fuck out of this. This was so much fun. Seriously.
It was.
Dude, great fucking list. Thank Ragnar, Chase.
I think all of us.
Yeah. Had Brad, Scott, fucking Nate. Lines.
Everybody did. Yeah.
Nothing but joy.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead and.
For sure. Absolutely.
Go ahead and.
Unknown joy.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and plug your show one more time before we let the ending go. And God damn it. I fucking drank fucking Everclear and
four.
Yeah. Four shots, Ron.
Just four.
Man, I had like 87 but shots.
I'll say, we are Bev's Video Kingdom, and we are available on any podcast that you can imagine. Like, you know, check it out. We're there. And then Instagram, BVK Podcast, Twitter, BVK Podcast, and Facebook, Bev's Video Kingdom.
Or go to the Deluxe Edition Network.
Or go to the Deluxe Edition Network, and you'll find us there, along with great podcasts such as Barrel Age Flicks.
And the try East their Coast, beer.
I'm sorry. We are the West Coast version of Barrel Age Flicks. So, you know, if you like them.
I like that. Nose is getting a little brown there, son.
And guys,
so yeah, seriously. No, we're available and check us out. We've got 100 up. We just hit our 100th episode, and
which is a huge milestone.
Yeah, just like you guys, we enjoy our recording nights. They're precious to us because we're all good friends. We love having drinks and talking shit about each other and talking shit about movies.
And we'll get you guys on very soon. Hopefully absolutely, you guys can come on and judge one of our drafts. Which
that'll
is,
be fun.
Is
oh yeah,
fun.
No, I'm totally down.
Yes. Oh yeah, no guys, yeah. You guys so we'll fucking rock. You got no. I'm actually looking very. I think we're all excited about being a part of your episode. The fact that you guys were a part of our episode, we were so glad that you were a part of this, and this was so much fucking fun. And seriously, go check BDK out. They are a great fucking podcast. They review the movies, the drafts, and everything. It's the same as us. I mean, it's guys just having fun talking about movies and just enjoying themselves.
Yep.
I mean,
it's seriously. Our lame ass excuse yep. to drink. Fuck you.
Exactly. Basically. But guys, thank you for joining us for our Tasting Room episode, and can't wait to be a part of your episode. And you guys, thank you so much.
Great beer.
Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Show. Cheers,
thanks
y'all.
Thanks for being
excellent
on.
Fun
later.
All right, guys. Later.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to our episode and our season 3 of The Tasting Room. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Guys, this helps out enormously. Give us a follow on Instagram at Barrel Age Flicks Podcast. If you would like to send us a special film request, please contact us via Instagram and we will give you a personal shout out on the show. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Audible, Pocket Cast, Spotify, CastBox, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. Special thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio on YouTube for his awesome music. This guy fucking rocks. Check him out. Want to give a shout out to Sammy, one of our guest hosts on the show who does our amazing album artwork. Thank you, Sammy. Our podcast only exists because of listeners like you. To find other great shows, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Hope you join us for our next episode. Later, guys.